Perhaps the greatest treasure on this earth and one of the only things that will survive this life is human relationships, old friends. We are indeed rich if we have friends. Friends who have loved us through the problems, heartaches, and reversals of life. Deep, true, joyful friendships. Life is just too short and eternity too long to live without old friends.
Each week here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. Now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Bounce.
Well, hello, good morning to you. Thank you for once again inviting me right back in your homes on this beautiful Sunday morning. Yes, we are old friends, and it's good that we can get together each Sunday morning and magnify and worship the Lord. Well, let's begin our broadcast today by doing this song here. It's an oldie, but it's a good one. It said, I never shall forget the day.
Long years ago,
without a sin,
I had no hope,
no
peace within.
Down on my knees,
in agony, I prayed to Jesus, and He gladly set me free. I never shall forget the day when all the burdens from my soul were rolled away. It made me happy, glad and free. I'll sing and shout it, for He's everything to me.
Oh, sinner, come
to Jesus now,
at His dear feet,
just humbly bow.
Confess to Him
your every sin.
He'll
save and cleanse you, give you peace and joy within.
I never shall forget the day
when all the burdens from my soul were rolled away.
It made me happy, glad and free.
I'll sing and shout it, for He's everything to me.
Yes, sir, I never shall.
All right, we are doing an old tape today. I hope you understand that. But I think some folks like the old tapes because these were taped many years ago, but there's still some good songs on there. And we might mention some names that are very familiar with you, but they're done past and gone. I mentioned Miss May and several different people on this broadcast. And I just wanted you to know that. But this is an old tape, but I hope you enjoy it anyhow.
Lord, I just didn't walk this road alone. When I'm hungry, He feeds me. When I'm thirsty, He's my water. I could make it without Jesus. What would I do? When I need someone to talk to, He's always there to listen. With arms folded about me, and He rocks me in His bosom. What would I do without Jesus? The shepherd of my valley, I couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do? When my tears flow like a river, and my burdens are high as a mountain, and the one I've trusted has let me down, well, that's when I go
one that I can count on. I couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do? When I need someone to talk to, He's always there to listen. With arms fold about me, and He rocks me in His bosom. What would I do without Jesus, the shepherd of my valley? I couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do? I couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do?
Well, one reason we don't want to live without Jesus, because He's been so good to us. Every day God is good to us. We need to, when we get up in the morning, we always say, thank you, Lord, that you made, we made it through another night. And He's given us a beautiful day. This is the day the Lord has made, and the Bible says He's made it especially just for us. I want to remember Maude Cruz today. I understand she hears the broadcast every Sunday. Maude, I hope you're listening this morning. This is an old tape, but it's got some good sermon and good singing on it anyhow. So you just sit back and enjoy.
Eternity, our home. So we're so glad today that you're there, and we're able to bring the broadcast in your home and in your life, and always remembering these friends of ours who have passed on. Well, now we will be over at the New Beginning Church tonight at 6 o'clock. Sherry Williams and Randy and all of the friends over that way. That's located out there on Stanford Road, and about 2 miles out, I think it is. Service will start tonight at 6 o'clock. Looking forward to being with Sherry and Randy and all of those, and singing and preaching and just magnifying the worship of the Lord. So you're around that area, you hear our broadcast, and we'd love for you to meet you. I'd like for you to come out and be with us if you can. Well, let's do this song right here in memory of May Edwards, who passed away. And maybe you have a loved one who's gone. And I like this song. It's got a great minute. It says, tears will stop just this side of heaven.
Tears will stop just this side of heaven. He said He'd wipe every tear from her eyes. Tears will stop just this side of heaven. And there'll be no more sorrow inside. Broken lives, broken hearts, filled with sorrow and pain. Tears of grief that a smile cannot hide. Don't despair, Jesus cares. There's a better life to come when we cross over.
We mentioned on the radio broadcast who have done going on, and we never know our day, because it's appointed unto man once to die, but after death, the judgment. So we're free from the judgment. Thank God. I like that song, I'm free, I'm free, thank God, I'm free. But that's who I mentioned a while ago, was Mae Edwards and her husband, B. We never forget these people, even though they have passed our way.
Her last meal almost gone, but God sent the prophet just to make His word be known. He said, woman, now don't you worry, for God sent me today. And before you ever ask Him, help is on the way. Just hold on a little longer, help is on the way. A brighter day is coming for those who believe and pray. Now help won't help tomorrow,
just hold on a little longer. Help is on the way. Troubles of this old life come by, burdens get you down. You think there's no one listening, and you think there's no one around. Just remember what his word says, just to trust him and obey. Keep your eyes toward heaven, 'cause help is on the way. Just hold on a little longer, help is on the way. A brighter day's coming for those who believe and pray. Now help won't help tomorrow if you give up today. Just hold on a little longer, help is on the way. Help won't help tomorrow if you give up today. Just hold on a little longer, help is on the way. Help is on the way.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that song. What a great, great message that has. Help is on the way. Well, one more song before we do the message today. And this one simply says, I know a man. Then we're going to be preaching on the facts of a lost man.
The heart that's broken, make it over again. Oh, but I know a man who can. I can't take the soul that's been sick, wash it up and make it white as snow. Oh, but I know a man who can. Some call him Savior, the Redeemer of all men. Oh, but I call him Jesus, for he is my dearest friend. Now if you think there's no one that loves you, and you lie, well, it's all out of hand. I know a man who can. I can't walk upon the waters. I can't calm no raging sea. But I know the man who can. I can't call blind eyes open, make the dead get up and walk again. Oh, but I know the man who can. Some call him Savior, the Redeemer of all men. I call him Jesus, for he is my dearest friend. Now if you think, well, there's no one that loves me, and my life, well, it's out of hand. Oh, but I know the man who can.
And how important that is to know that. It's important to know that we're lost. It's important to know that we're all sinners, saved only by grace. It's good to know the facts because the facts is the only thing that's going to make us free. Now, over in Luke's Gospel, if you have your Bibles, in Luke chapter 18, you'll find a story. And in this story, you're going to find two men. One is a Pharisee, the other one is a publican. And I want you to notice something about this story. First of all, Jesus tells it as a parable. And the reason that he's telling it as a parable, he's ran into an issue of religion was versing Christianity. A great difference. You see, religion can be anything. But Christianity is a thing that reaches into the moral issues of man. It reaches into the heart. It reaches into the mind. And in this story, it was made very clear in the 9th verse that Jesus is going to use a parable. Now, a parable is an allegory. You know what an allegory is? An allegory is a short story formulated to bring about a fact. And Jesus is going to use a parable, an allegory, or a short story to tell us about two men. And in this story, if you'll notice about the story, there's things that I always look for. Maybe you've never thought about it. But in this story, Jesus takes verse 9 and begins to relate to what the parable is going to be about. And then it takes 3 verses to explain the life or the action of the Pharisee. But it's only going to take 1 verse to explain the actions of the publican. Now, I want you to notice here in Luke's Gospel, chapter 18, verse 9. And he spake this parable unto the certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. And then he goes on in verse 10 and says, 2 men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee, the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterous, or even as this publican. I fast twice today. I give tithes of all that I possess. Those 3 verses of Scripture was the identification of the Pharisee. But then notice the next verse. The Bible said, and the publican, standing off, would not lift up as much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, the sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbled himself shall be exalted. I want you to notice the difference between the two people. The one man went to pray. He went to pray to God. But he did not pray to God. He simply went to address God to who he was. He said, I pray twice today. I fast twice today. I give of all that I have. But the publican, standing far away, he says to God, God, be merciful to me because I am a sinner. You see, it's a fact that he was a sinner. And I'd like to point out to you, if you haven't already found it out, the point is this, all we like sheep have gone astray. Every man hath turned to his own way. And the Bible said, the Lord hath laid upon him the iniquity of us all. We're all sinners that are saved by grace. We were lost without God. The Bible said, God does not make mistakes. In the beginning of time, God created the heavens and the earth. Something happened. The Bible said that sin came into the garden. Adam and Eve disobeyed God. They partake of the thing that God told them not to. And when they partaken of what God told them not to, their eyes were open and they knew sin. They were naked before God. It's a symbolizing showing of man's condition. Man now is lost without God. Now some people would say, well now God made a mistake. Remember, God don't make mistakes. You see, God had a purpose in all that He does. Have you ever went out and ran a robot car? Have you ever went out on the parking lot and saw those little robot cars where you push the button and you turn the steering wheel? And what they do, they go when you push the button and they turn when you turn the steering wheel. Is that right? Is that what God intended for you to be? No. God did not intend for you to be a robot, so therefore He don't push your button and He don't turn your steering wheel. Because God made you a free moral agent. And God made you that way so that you could realize you're lost. You're lost without God. You need to know that fact. You see, if God had made you a robot, you would have never known you was lost. You would have never been able to have the common sense and the abilities to even know that you were annihilated from God. You would have never known when sin came in and you became naked in the face of God. But God did not make you a robot. God made you a human being. God put a personality in you. He put a choice in you. He gave you the ability to think and to act. He gave you the ability to know. He gave you knowledge. He gave you wisdom. He gave you understanding for one reason. So that you would know the fact that you're lost without God. Man would never know. Man would have never known his condition before God if God had made him like a robot. But you see, the fact is that we know we are sinners. There is no excuse in the eyes of God. No man can say that he doesn't know he's lost. Because the Bible said, you are unexcusable, O man. Every man is lost in the sight of God. There is none good, according to the Bible, no, not one. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus Christ. You see, God made a provision. This Pharisee did not recognize that. That was the downfall of the Pharisee. He did not recognize his lost condition. He thought because he went to church, because he gave of his tithes, because he did fast, that he was all right in the sight of God. But the publican knew how to meet God. He came to God with the fact, be merciful to me, a sinner, because I'm lost in the sight of God. You see, the mission of the church is not to get people saved. Did that burst your bubble? The mission of the church is not to get them saved, Jim. The mission of the church is to get them lost. We need to get men lost. We need men to realize they're lost in the eyes of God. I had a young boy one time, my youngest son. I'd done a very dumb thing. I took him hunting. We went squirrel hunting. And I got so wrapped up in squirrel hunting that my son said, Daddy, I want to go home. And I said, okay, you just follow that hollow right down there, hit the main road, and you're going down to the house. And I went on squirrel hunting. Oh, did I do a stupid thing? Yes, I did. I admit it. But I got home. My son wasn't there. I said to Martha, I said, where is Rodney? She said, that's what I want to know. Where is Rodney? I said, hasn't he come home? She said, no. She panicked. I panicked. My father-in-law panicked. My mother-in-law panicked. Everybody realized that Rodney is lost. And brother, I'll tell you, you're talking about a fear is to realize you have a son out in those mountains lost. And, I mean, it is a fear that will nearly destroy your mind. We went up those hollers and down them roads hollering, Rodney, Rodney, Rodney. We went over those ridges and up those hollers hollering, Rodney, Rodney. There was no sweeter voice than when we heard Rodney say, yes, Dad, here I am. He was lost. You know, we don't ever push the panic button on being lost. People all around us are lost every day. People sit in our pews on Sunday morning and they're lost. You know, the biggest beating I take is when I preach like this. I mean, the devil reminds me every Sunday morning when I leave, hey, quit that hard preaching. Quit being the old fogey. Come on, loosen up. You're too tight. You're preaching too hard, preaching too strong. Honey, when people are lost, you cannot preach too strong. I believe they need to hear the message of salvation. They're lost without God.
If the storms of life have shattered all your hopes and plans, and the light upon the path you walk is dim, Remember, God still loves you, and He holds you in His hand. He invites you, cast your cares upon Him. He has borne your grief and sorrow. There's no reason to be down, no reason to believe you cannot win. Though you may not understand the storm you feel within your soul, reach out in faith, cast your care upon Him.
Neighbor, I must talk to you about the broadcast. We need help. We are down. We're struggling right now. We have been struggling for several weeks now. It seems like the people are just not interested, not paying, or not paying the part to help keep the broadcast going. We've been on a lot of years. I guess people just kind of wore out from hearing us or listening to us. And I say this with all my love that I can give. That I could give you, and I love you. I have been on the radio here since 85, and it seems like it's been a struggle here lately, though, to try to pay the bills. So I want you this week to pray. Ask God, what do you want me to do in that broadcast? Because I know there's people who can help me support it, and I'm sorry if I've offended you by bumming. I'm really bumming this morning. Well, that's all you can call it, but I need help. I need support to keep this broadcast going. It costs money, so I want you to pray about it. Father, I bring this broadcast to you. It's your broadcast. I'm only the minister, God, and the ministering that I do is faithful to you. And God, I try to preach the gospel according to the plan of God. I try to tell people about salvation. I try to bring them to you. And Lord, I can't save them, but I can tell them the great salvation message. So I pray that you'll help them understand financially, physically, and spiritually that we need help this morning. In Jesus' name I pray, amen, amen.
Though you may not understand the storm you feel within your soul, reach out in faith, cast your care upon Him.
You can write to me, Reverend Tommy Mounts, Box 2642, Manners Creek Road, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951. Again, that's Reverend Tommy Mounts, Box 2642, Madams Creek Road, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951. Goodbye, be good, and may God be your witness, and may He walk before you, and may His love always shine in your heart and life. Goodbye.
And you, but God sends sweet comfort with this sin.